Have you seen me robot then?
Is that the one in the corner of your room?
Mm-hmm.
Under your, I didn't want to say I found it. It was under your quilt.
Yeah, robot. That's what his name. That's just a placeholder name, though.
Right. What's it? Does it stand for anything, or is it?
No, I'm not. I'm not going to go for that. No, not
what's
again.
What's his main directive?
Well, first off, you've got the pronoun wrong. It's what's there.
Oh,
it's very sorry. In this robot. Basically, what's its duties? Is that what you said?
Yeah. What's its main directive? Like, what is it? Why am I here?
Well, I've got fed up cleaning up after myself, so I just use robot. Robot does it all now.
Is it ROW BOT?
Bot.
Robot.
Yeah, of course.
So, like, to what extent is he cleaning up? Is he cleaning up like immediately after you've made a mess, if you know what I mean? Or
he's doing I've done it now. They are doing nothing, just sitting there. But it just takes all the pressure off me of tidying up. You may have noticed that me room's now a pigsty, but it's robot's fault.
So he's immediately failing. Is it, if anything, he's making it messier?
He's not doing anything because he's, again, from now on, I'm just going to call him he. He just sits there but takes the pressure off me from tidying up. You should try it. It's wicked. You don't, any chores you want to do,
yeah.
You know, like refilling the oxygen tanks,
yeah.
Robot will do it.
Right.
Cleaning the outside of the spacecraft or whatever pod system, robot does it.
But he's not actually doing it.
Nah. It takes the pressure off, though.
I like it. I really like it. So it's like a psychological thing.
Yeah.
Wow. I noticed he's not so much like a robot. You know, robots are usually like, made to look like humans, anthropomorphic, is that the right?
Yes. Yeah.
But this one looks just more like an empty can of beans.
Yeah, you're very, he's kind of like a transformer who doesn't have another state.
Right,
and
his
state is a can of beans.
So you're telling me that this can of beans that you've got under your quilt,
mm-hmm.
right at the bottom,
mm-hmm.
under some underpants as well, I think it was.
Well, he gets about.
Uh-huh.
Well, he doesn't know in the same sense. But it's nice to think that he gets about. Or does he?
I don't know.
Maybe it's like a Toy Story, you know, like moves around when I'm not in there.
But because you're always in there, he doesn't have a chance to move
exactly.
around.
Exactly. Or he knows exactly where his mark is and he gets back there and just sits there.
Wow. Robot, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
How do I get me one of these?
Well, there's loads of tins of beans and stuff in the hold because, again, robot's job was to get rid of the garbage, but he just leaves it.
Yeah. Could I have sweet corn?
Yes, of course, yeah.
Cool.
You could have many different robots doing many different tasks.
But not actually doing them.
Mm-hmm.
This is genius.
I mean, you may notice I've lost a lot of weight because he's cooking for us as well.
Is he?
Yeah. And I don't have any food.
What is he, or is he not cooking? Beans.
It's just all sorts. It's imagination land, so you can use your imagination of what you want.
Aye. Until you like get so emaciated, you can't actually don't have the brain power to imagine things.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm hoping
does he actually imagine things for you as well?
Well, I'm hoping you'll step in at that point and you then start doing the tasks that I've clearly not doing and robot's doing because someone's got to do them.
I get you now.
And if robot's not doing them, who's low on the pecking order? I'm afraid it's you.
I get it.
But if you're going to make your own robot, then you've created another.
So it's all about delegating. Very clever. You know, more than meets the eye with you. You'd look at you and you'd think, who let this strafe? Is that the right term?
Hey, I'm one of the greatest human beings left because there's only a few were left.
That's very true, yeah.
I'm in the top 10 at least.
I'm in the top 2.
Yeah. Imagine.
Although actually now you've introduced robot. I might have gone.
He's not a human being, so you're fine.
Still low. That's how,
I see.
That's how bad and low down the pecking order as always. Well, actually not as always. This time I thought I might... go first, if that's all right.
Of course. Mess it up a bit, yeah.
Yeah. I shit you not. What do you think about this?
Mm-hmm.
The colossal squid has the largest eyes in the animal kingdom. They are the size of basketballs.
Hmm. Squids, eh?
Colossal squids. Like, how big do you think they are?
I don't know. Are they the ones that fight sperm whales, like, in them pictures?
Always talking about animals, aren't we? I wonder what that's about. Do you, you know the ones like the Kraken?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you used to like that Kraken, didn't you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like the one you brew. It's nice.
Yeah. It's a very, very apt and appropriate name. Kraken.
Mm-hmm.
That's part of the process.
Mm, don't.
So the big Kraken, though, is that actually a giant squid? Is that the idea? I mean, I don't know if you can remember all the way back to when the Krakens used to pull pirate ships under the waves.
Well, isn't Arr. On the Kraken, release the Kraken, isn't that in like Greek mythology or something? It's like sea Maybe. Serpent. But then some of the stuff H.P. Lovecraft goes on about is kind of like that. So I think it's all bled into the way it looks.
You think it's all just a load of shite? Tentacles, eh?
Imagine if, like, back in the day and, like...
Can we come back to tentacles?
I'll place all tentacles, but I just want to say, imagine in Victorian times, like, travelling the seas and seeing one of them fuckers.
Aye. Just even the small one.
Yeah?
Because, like, I mean, a tiny squid. I'm not a fan of squid.
No.
Don't like squid. Calamari.
Yes.
I heard a rumour many, many years ago, before all of this, that if you went into a restaurant and had calamari, the chances were...
Pig anus.
Yeah.
Yeah, I heard that.
Have you talked about that before? That I'm not sure, but yeah, that's what I heard. It was actually pig anus. And I don't know about you, but I thought, oh, that's actually a better concept.
Yeah. that's weird, though. Like, to save money, you would go, what else can we have?
Give me the butt. Give me that butt. I think it was more about just using as much of the animal as possible, wasn't
it? I'm for that. Like, yeah. You know, waste not, want not. I mean, personally, I wouldn't want to eat the dark meat on a chicken, for instance. So I'm the most pickiest person in this pod, but, you know.
Would you say the pig anus is the darkest meat of all?
Possibly. I don't like pig meat.
No.
I don't like bacon. Or I'll have it occasionally, but I don't like pork.
Well, you won't have it now.
Well, what have I been eating?
Well...
What haven't I been eating?
Yeah. Did I tell you about that cream I got that...
Just on an unrelated subject.
Yeah, I got this cream that to treat me hemorrhoids, and I found out that it actually had regenerative properties, and it could actually, like, regenerate.
Can I just stop you there? There's no reason. Just stop you.
Yeah, no problem. So if you're ready to, I'd like to step into the world of tentacles.
Yeah, I'm back to tentacles.
What's your thoughts on tentacles, like?
Spooky and weird and horrible. Yeah. You think sexy, don't you?
Nah. Some people do, though. I did.
Yeah.
Some people were big into it.
Mm-hmm.
Slimy tentacles and that.
Mm-hmm.
Not really for me.
No.
No.
So we had kink in it.
Apparently so, yeah. A long, long time ago, someone made some squid for me, but it was like just a full squid sort of thing, like the hood of a squid. You know what I mean? That funny shaped thing on top. It was that in like a pea puree. And it was one of those meals where you're really, really, really trying to swallow it down. And you, every bite and every time you're trying to eat, you just think, I don't know if I can do this. Bless him. He was a good chef, but it was a real horrific thing to try and eat.
I remember I'd seen there was some seafood I'd got and I prepared it for myself. And like, it was just frozen. And it was like bits of, all sorts, you know, like there was bits of octopus in there and stuff like that. And then I remember...
Anything that fell out the net.
Yeah. And I went to sleep and I had a nightmare about it all.
Really?
Yeah. And I've never went back to it ever again.
Were you... So at what part were you? So were you either the human or were you one of the seafood in the net or were you just about to get dropped into a deep fat fryer? What? Tell me more.
I think it wasn't as high concept as that.
Right, okay.
It was just basically just the texture of the... Just the well, kind of like H.P. Lovecraft nails it, the horrible, goopy, like, slimy nature of these, like, things that dwell in the ocean. For instance, if you were to eat the things that you've just eaten from the ocean and they were from the land, they'd be, like, insects and, like, bugs and... spiders and stuff, wouldn't they?
But I think it's at some point they tried that, didn't they, before it all fell apart, because as you remember, it got to the point where there was no, like, they had to do something because there wasn't enough, or there was too much demand for food. There wasn't enough food to go around, and they did have to turn to the insect world. And it was only, I think, the last people left. I don't want to give away too much. Don't be, don't
you already are. This is all news to me.
The last people that were left, they were the ones that did turn to the insects, because you get a lot of protein you get a lot of protein from the likes of ants. But yeah, I mean, I'd eat insects, like, you know, I think I would, you know.
Would you?
Like, if there were sort of deep fat fried, there were some cultures that did it for like thousands of years, but I think I would. I'd blast her. I remember when I was a whippersnapper. people used to go away on holiday and they used to always come back with like a lollipop with like a locust in it or something. Or like Well, he used to get like a mealworm or whatever, or a maggot in it, and tequila.
Mm-hmm.
So it was out there, you know. It was out there.
Yeah, but I don't like the thought of it. I don't.
It's always because it's always put across as like a bit of a challenge, isn't it? Like to try and eat an insect or try and force one down.
Mm-hmm.
It was in my household when I was young, anyway.
Eat that giant, because they also blasted them with radiation, didn't it, to make them bigger?
Yes, because they thought that if they did that, then there would be more food to go around. And what happens if you eat an animal or a creature full of radiation?
Mm-hmm.
You get a third testicle, and you know, then you just end up procreating more.
Well, I got special powers. I was like Spider-Man.
Yeah. Aye, but...
Yes, no more about
web,
that, though.
The web came from some mm-hmm. Special... Oh, it's very crass.
Isn't it?
A very crass thing to say. But it was true.
If we're reverting the rules for this day,
aye.
Well, then I should be the one making crass, like, puerile sexual innuendo stuff, and you should be the more thoughtful one.
But you can take the man out of the pod, but you can't take the pod out of the man, unfortunately.
That's so something I would say.
What, you or the switcheroo you?
I don't know. The switcheroo me is different, is he?
The size of basketballs as well, the eyes. It's pretty big, that, isn't it? That's like that, well, a bit bigger than that. But that big. I'm just pointing at a basketball in the corner of the room.
Yeah. Why you got a basketball in the corner of the room with a human face on it?
That's Jimmy.
Jimmy, yeah.
You know Jimmy.
Yeah?
Yeah.
He's quiet, like.
Yeah, He's a good guy.
Was he an eyeball in a past life?
Yeah, he does everything that I ask. But he may well have come from a squid at one point.
I think in these sort of things, the auras like to pick something a bit amusing. It's like the size of a big thing. They could give you the size of it. But like no, it. What they like to say is it's like a back-a-ball.
A back-a-ball. Fucking back-a-ball.
Oh, let's have a game of back-a-ball.
You got any back-a-bags so I can put all these back-a-balls in?
Mm-hmm.
Because it's like the heart of a whale is the like a size of a Mini Cooper.
I knew you
used to always say that, didn't
you? Or a whale's tongue is the size of...
2 Mini Coopers. Do the penis next.
No. What I was going to say is long jump kind of thing. Like the length of a long jump.
Length of a long
the
jumper?
The run up for a long jump.
A long jumper?
Yeah.
A human long jumper. No, yeah, that's squid. Nah, not for me. I wouldn't want to tussle with one leg.
Who's going to win in the battle? It's the sperm whale, doesn't it? The spermie wins against the...
I don't think in the sea, I don't think anything wins against the giant colossal squid.
Well, you would. They eat them. Sperm whales eat giant squid. They go down really deep into the ocean, like into the depths, and the star on one. Like they're
oh, you come here. No, mate, honestly.
No, man. The bike was already there, man. Nah, man.
So
I'll get me dad onto you. And then the battle erupts.
It
brings it back up to the up top to show off, because that's why the picture comes from, with it like launching out of the water, where some like Victorian gentleman draws a picture of it.
Stop right there.
Yeah, stop there.
I'm just sketch.
The light just shines off your eye, the size of a basketball.
This evening, this very night, when I sketched the colossal squid tussling with the spermy whale.
It certainly wasn't Queensbury rules.
Oh, pass me another quart of...
some animal that's now endangered or like extinct.
I was going to say gin.
Yeah.
Yeah. All this talk of squid, it's made me... It's given me the heebie-jeebies. I might just need to take a couple of minutes.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Don't get upset. There's no more squids. Yeah. There's no more whales. There's no more ocean. There's no more planets. So don't worry about it.
What's that? What's that out of the porthole there? That... Oh my God.
Oh my God. Space squid.
Well, the very last thing I shall need today, Nanny, is my hoodie. It's really rather warm. Close. Hot. Hot. My hoodie. Makes me look rather like a Hell's Angel. I wonder if they have any vacancies. Yes, that's it. I'll be an angel. I mean, I haven't done anything good since Sherlock Holmes. Yeah, I'll be an angel. I'll hit the road. Yes, and perhaps we'll cycle past the Abingdon Boys' School. Yes, and I'll put up my middle digit and say, "There you go, Mr. Kellerman. You said I'd come to nothing, but I'm Sherlock Holmes. Sherlock Holmes. Yes, lemon entry. Lemon entry." Apparently the only reason I heard today that I even exist is because Mammy sneezed when Daddy should have pulled out. Coitus interruptus, eh? Oh, dear me. Well, here I am. Anyway, yes. Bastard. Well, yes. I'll go for a little walk down the beach, I think. Yes. Get the sand between my toes, Rosies. Listen to the birds. Listen to them sing. Watch one peck another to death. Okay, ciao for now.
So I was thinking, do you remember back on the planet Earth?
Oof, vaguely.
So you know alcohol, right?
Yeah.
I thought it was fascinating because I started thinking about this, how each little different type of alcohol has a kind of advert attached to it that has similar tropes.
Right.
So, for instance, gin seems to be just like, oh, let's have a cheeky gin. Mm-hmm. It's like middle class, generally women, drinking a fruity gin as a kind of reward for getting the kids off to like university or something.
Right, okay.
Red wine is kind of like, you see, you know, the crops of grapes and stuff like that. And it's usually a swanky, high-class dinner party. Uh-huh. And they're enjoying the swirl. And, you know, it's all about, like, the pairing with the food and stuff. White wine, similarly. And I was just thinking, it's interesting that all these different alcohols have these type of tropes.
Mm-hmm.
I just want you to... What's your opinion on that?
Yeah, this how it... I would the salt a different type or try to. So is it like other what came first? I suppose, like the people who drank that sort of alcohol, or because red wine,
mm-hmm.
like people used to drink red wine in like Roman times and stuff like that, and that was all about debauchery and like
what was it?
Like having a glass.
Roman times. Like sexual like avenue, we're driving down a road. Do you fancy going to sexual avenue? No thanks. I'm often there with me friend Tom.
Yeah, no. So I've just been down Buggery Lane. No, yeah. I mean, you would have been like quaffing a flagon of ales, usually flagons, isn't it? A big glass of red wine while. Probably like again, Buggery Lane.
Impressive. Impressive.
At the same time, actually, you were probably more likely to be in a bath of red wine while being serviced by a number of servants.
Well, it's interesting.
In Roman times,
it's interesting that this isn't portrayed in any of the adverts for red wine.
I was going to say I would buy red wine all the time if that was in the advert. I think they used to try it in the '80s, but no, then that had to stop. But I mean, I suppose then like. So, like, Foster's, the advert for Foster's should be just a load of pure daft cunts just beating the shit out of each other.
I've got an idea for a Foster's advert.
Uh-huh. Do you remember Foster's?
So it'll be balloon people.
Right.
Because they're so bloated off all the alcohol, all the liquid they've had to drink. And just, like, I remember when I was on holiday and I went to, like, the all-inclusive bar. Because it was an all-inclusive holiday. And this alcoholic British man was standing near the bar, propping it up and going, "Here, mate, I'll give you a little tip." And I was like, "All right, what's this?" And he goes, "If you pay 10 or 15 quid extra a day, you get all of this." And he pointed to the top shelf of the stuff. And it was like a salty can of like Foster's and Carlin and like... I think it was Bell's whiskey and stuff. And he's like, none of the shitty local stuff. And I'm thinking, the beer that I'm drinking, San Miguel, which I would choose over that crap anyway.
Yeah. No, yeah, it's funny. I suppose it's a bit like sort of caviar and stuff like that. Like, I think there's certain drinks that people drink and they don't really like it. They only drink it because it's
their personality or their perceived personality.
And I think that's where like champagne comes into play, because champagne isn't actually that nice. Like,
yeah, let's pop a bottle of champagne and celebrate. Why? Mm. It's crap.
But it's all just fashion though, isn't it? It is just all fashion. Like Prosecco was very, very fashionable just before everything happened,
mm-hmm.
if you remember.
But then they found out that the secret ingredients in Prosecco to keep the bubbles in was like baby's blood or something.
Was it really?
Yeah.
Yeah, that sounds about right. But yeah, it was very, very popular, wasn't it? Everyone was on the Prosecco. And I reckon if you really like kind of like took a mouthful of it and like tried to analyze it, it probably tasted like shit.
Well, I'm not a fan of like that particular thing. I was also thinking cocktails, you know, like, is it called the Porn Star Martini?
Yeah, like, that's a cocktail.
You get like a shot of like...
Prosecco.
It's like, that has to be one of the shittest cocktails.
Mm.
Like it's, I mean, if I was to buy that in a bar, somebody would have maybe said something like, you know, homophobic in my general direction.
Oh, right, yeah.
But so it wouldn't stop me that if it looked like a cocktail I could get on board with.
Mm.
I've stated before, the cocktails I drink are high percentage. So Long Island iced tea being the perfect example.
What's in that like?
It's like 7 shots if it's done correctly.
Bloody hell.
Something like that, like 6 shots or something.
Yeah. Do you think like there's some cocktails that you see where you see like the cocktail smith or whatever you call them.
Mm-hmm.
Sounds about right, doesn't it? Where they like, it's got loads of sort of like liquid nitrogen in it or something like that, and it's all foaming and stuff like that. That if we're talking about this kind of concept, do you think only wizards should be drinking those sort of cocktails?
Yeah, that would be good, huh?
So that, there you go. So like, so they would be for wizards. What sort of what would witches drink? With same sort of thing witches would drink, wouldn't they?
Mm-hmm. I think a barbarian would drink like Conan the Barbarian would drink like beer, like a flagon of ale.
Like a ruby ale though, like something.
Yeah, like heavy. Red ale. Like, yeah. To, you know.
What about an orc? Let's just for no reason at all, let's just stay in the realm of fantasy.
Okay.
What would orcs drink?
Cider, I think.
Cider? Okay, yeah. Who would drink, what sort of creature would drink like Midori?
What the Midori? Fuck is that?
It's like this melon flavoured liquor. It's like green.
An ent or something? I don't know. I've never heard of it until right now.
Yeah, it was awful. And then you've got, I suppose this one writes itself, doesn't it? That fucking shit. That one that was really, really popular when I just started drinking. It was a spirit. I don't know where it's from, but it was like really, really, really strong spirit that everyone said if you drink it, like you'll hallucinate and stuff like that.
Absinthe.
Yeah. So that's like going to be the fairy people, isn't it? Because you've got the absinthe fairy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Didn't I have a special way of like, when I was abroad, like in Prague or something, I had a special way of like pouring it or something where it was over like cubes of sugar or something.
Oh, really?
Because it has a taste that is unmaskable.
Right.
It's just so strong tasting. And it's not the alcohol. It's this like weird aniseed-y type of like.
Right, yeah.
So it mixes with fuck all. So if you get a cocktail with absinthe in, it's just going to taste of absinthe.
Uh-huh. Mm.
There's no adverts for absinthe though. What would they have been?
Can you still get it like? Well, yeah. I mean, now you can't obviously because of, I mean, we could have a go at brewing our own.
Mm-hmm.
That's a running joke, would you call it?
There's no joke about the beer, Tom. If the beer didn't exist, I think I would just go outside without a spacesuit on.
Yeah.
I would say goodbye to Robot, uh-huh. And I would just go out.
You wouldn't take him with you?
No.
Oh.
Robot doesn't need to breathe oxygen anyway, so he would just exist outside for eternity. That's horrible.
Can I have you pick of whatever else is in your cubicle then?
No, I'm gonna set fire to all of it.
Quarters. Oh.
I'm gonna burn it all off.
Ah. Just like
fire.
Burn the evidence.
Yeah.
And then your memory will be preserved.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. There's some stuff in there I don't think will burn though, to be honest. Like some of the things be like carbon dated. What?
Get working on the absinthe, I'm sure that's highly flammable.
Mm. Yeah. That would go up like a quarters on fire.
I'm also trying to think of other, like, alcohol, briefly, before we finish with this subject, that have adverts attached to them that all have the same sort of thing. So we've talked about lager. Like, real ale, as just, like, people in an old pub, you know, there's a crackling fire and stuff like that. Guinness is all, let's play up the Irish.
Well, Guinness was a funny one because they tried their best to be, like, do you remember... Tango adverts.
Mm-hmm.
I think Guinness adverts were like the Tango of the alcohol world,
right?
Because they try to be as zany as possible and crazy and like Guinness adverts. They were always like very abstract. Like there was the one with the horse, the horses in the surf and stuff. The doom doom doom.
Oh,
doom,
I like that.
Doom,
yeah.
And then there was the guy just dancing, do do do. Dancing around the glass. Remember that? They were all like just trying to be mad. But yeah, I like the ones that were just matching things up, like one like something that was black and then had a bit of white on top and it wasn't a pint of Guinness, but it was like, oh, it looks like Guinness. I like those ones. Yeah. Are you allowed to but like before everything happened, before it sort of ended, was a lot of restriction on advertising? Because I know that you couldn't have like sponsorships of alcohol. Like you used to be able to like spend like fucking I don't know, in the early days of F1, you probably could be sponsored by a pint or something like that.
Well, Tabs? That was Benson and Hedges like that, wasn't it?
But I don't know if there was much sponsorship. Although, actually, in football, I used to like football back in the day.
I found it overrated and boring.
But it was like the Carling Cup and stuff. For years, it was a Carling Cup. So I suppose sponsorship and advertisements. Yeah. Interesting.
But, you know, beer, like, well... What I was going to say is it's unproven that beer is actually bad for you, but it isn't.
Wow.
Robot's been trying to convince us on that one for a while.
You see, that sounds like something that...
robot would say.
That sounds like someone who really, really likes beer would say.
Yeah. Have some kind of sleep at night.
No, honestly, it's not bad for you. I promise.
Me and a friend often would say, like, why don't you like make kind of like a vitamin shake with alcohol?
Right.
Or like, you know how they put stuff in the water? What's it called? Fluoride.
Mm-hmm.
To help with like teeth and stuff and whatnot. Why not put that in beer? So it's more healthy.
Oh, right. In the same way they used to fortify cereal. And they also used to fortify bread back in the 50s and stuff because there was an issue with women during pregnancy of like not getting enough, might be iron or something like that. So they used to fortify bread with iron, and then they started doing it again just before everything caved in on itself. They were fortifying things with stuff that they identified that. So when I was see on a box of cereal it said fortified with, I just thought like, oh, so that particular oat or whatever has got this stuff in it already, but it actually means that they added it to it with added vitamins and stuff that they added, so that it's a way of getting that into the population.
Mm-hmm.
So no, you're right. No. If you put stuff like that in beer with added fucking calcium or something, then everyone would be drinking it and it would be good for you.
Yeah.
Aye?
But then they probably wouldn't have wanted that because they don't want you to like... Alcohol is a funny one. It's like they want you to drink it, but then at the same time they don't. So it's like, what do you want from us?
They want you to gamble, but also they don't want you to gamble. Just gamble a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
They want you to get into loads of debt, but not like all the time. We want you to be able to just be able to pay it off. Former Control, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Who had the last laugh? Robot.
Robot
down there, chuckling away.
Well, he had stocks and shares and all alcohol companies and stuff.
They find
he's got a hell of a backstory, Robot. Like, yeah, Jesus, he's been around.
Yeah. Bless him. Hey, speaking of Robot, do you want a joke?
Yes, please.
Okay. Give us a number between 1 and 100 and we'll see if I've done it already.
24,
good choice. This one's called Freedom. The Labour candidate for Swalwell was standing on his soapbox on the town moor. He spoke, "Comrades, it behoves everyone here today to vote Labour. And why? Because when Labour is in power, you will get freedom. A thing you never got under Tory rule." He picked one man in the crowd. "You, sir, do you see that Rolls Royce over on the road? Vote Labour. Get freedom in the land, and we will see you get a rose like that." Thunderous applause. Then he turned to another man. "You, sir, look at your clothes. Shabby worn. Threadbare. Vote Labour, get freedom in the land, and we will see you wearing Bond Street suits. More applause. Then he pointed to a little man, saying nout. You, he thundered, vote Labour, get freedom in the land, and you won't be smoking your filthy woodbines.
Mm.
That's apt, isn't it? Always happens like that, isn't that funny? You will be smoking cigars, and the same brand as Mr. Churchill. We will see to it when freedom comes. Sounds very nice, said the little fellow.
Oh, nice.
But I don't smoke. The candidate glowered at him and said, you'll do what you're told when freedom comes, he said.
That's...
Oh!
I wasn't expecting that one from him. That's not really a joke, though, is it?
That's the joke that made his name. That's the joke that he rode on, like, for... The coattails of that joke, like, he wrote those for a long, long while. Mm-hmm. Like, that's... Oh,
that's why it says on the back of the book, yeah. featuring the renowned epic joke that is Freedom.
Dick Irwin, writer of the Freedom joke.
Yeah, which made people stroke their beards and go, he's right.
If you say to people, oh, do you know the comedian Dick Irwin?
And they're going, not really.
No, you go, Dick Freedom Irwin. Oh, yeah, my God. Oh, wow, yeah.
Yeah.
I know, I was...
He wasn't just homophobic, sexist,
and racist.
Racist. He was...
He had his finger on the political pulse.
He did?
Good old Dick. Oh, there you go, mate. What do you think of that? Nice.
It was nice, yeah.
Oh, light's going.
Yeah.
I enjoyed this one, though. Did you?
I did. Robots, I'm coming back to you.
Yeah. Oh, there he is.
Eh, that's weird.
I don't like the way he's looking at you.
I'm pretty scared of that. I didn't think he had the ability to move. On account he doesn't have legs.
He looks very... He's just tapping his watch and just looking at you. He wants you to... I think he's ready.
Okay, robot. Hold your horses. I'm just with Tom.
I'll let you get to him, man.
No, robot. I haven't been cheating on you. Robot, no!